Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now in go the Panthers. Rodriguez, it was poked away and then out of the right circle. A chance for Sam Iskevich was stopped, but now it's picked up and they score and the Panthers take the lead. It's Carter Verhaeghe right out in front and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead, a power play goal for Carter Verhaeghe. Forsling there ahead of Nazar. Forsling straight on for Rodriguez. Rodriguez across center, sent down to the corner, bouncing puck, Sam Iskevich up front, they score, and it's Jesper Boqvist charging the net, and the Panthers take a 3-2 lead here in the third. 12 seconds, Bertuzzi dumps it to our right, around the end boards, this one held, Forsling up the glass, out to the line, out of the zone, the final seconds will tick away, and it's an opening night win for the Panthers, 3-2 over Chicago here this evening to kick off the season.
First 2 points in the bank. Nicely done, banner raising. Panthers come out, give up the first goal, battle back, and Chicago would be a worthy opponent this evening, but the Panthers find a way in the third period. It was tied up after two periods. And then all of a sudden, Rodriguez throws it in off the boards to Sam Iskevich. And Sam Iskevich, first on the puck, backhands it high in the air to the front of the net where Jesper Boqvist is waiting. He's able to knock it out in midair behind Spencer Knight, who played really well coming back here to South Florida. Got to give Spencer Knight his flowers. But the Panthers end up with a victory. Game-winning goal on the stick of Boqvist. A well-played hockey game all around. And there was a couple of bleeps in there, mistakes that led to two-on-ones and a couple of rushes. And that's really the only offense that Chicago would amount. It would come off the rush or two-on-ones, three-on-twos. As far as the offensive forechecking pressure, there was pretty much none of it all night from the Blackhawks. And the Panthers just too much, as we see on so many occasions, Doug. The battle of attrition for 60 minutes. Can you hang with them for 60 minutes? And the answer once again is no. And the Panthers get off to a 1-0 start.
It is amazing. But the Panthers, a celebration before the game. And then they go out and win the game. And you're thinking, well, the celebration and putting the back-to-back flags up in the arena, and all they do, think, well, maybe tonight they'll be a little off because of celebration, and not a bit. Played hard, hustle's unbelievable. You heard the highlights there. They believe in the system. Doesn't matter who's playing. They stick to it. They play hard, and good things happen. And they got a coach that they 100% believe in. When he came in, put this system in, told them the old system, like yesterday, wouldn't work, put the Paul Maurice system in, built for the playoffs, and boy, was it ever, because it's just incredible to watch. It really is. You know, I think the more, as you get older, and you kind of watch every team, you watch all of them, whether it's money, draft picks, you watch all your teams, and then you get something super special. We've seen it with the Miami Heat. I wasn't around to see it in the 70s, early 70s with the Dolphins. But this is the third time we've had this happen. And this thing is the way it's structured. Everybody in the front office to the coaching staff, right in line with working together – We don't get into who made the final decision. It's just all positive. It's just incredible to watch, and we're in the middle of it right now. And it's just and we'll see what happens. But boy, for hockey fans, they got season tickets that you're just entertained, man, with something that doesn't happen very often. And they've got it rolling. They got everybody's brother under contract for like the next 6 years, it seems like. They're doing contracts last night, and you're like, wow. Only thing you can slow them down now is Father Time, because they've really structured this thing well. Really built not for the end of those careers, but for the next couple of years to have a lot of success. And last night, I'm just telling you, out-hustled them. Right off the bat, 17 shots in the first period, and just incredible to watch and see. You got that going on, and then you've got the other thing that's still early in the season called the Miami Dolphins that is getting critiqued nicely. I'm being nice here in the middle of the week. Getting critiqued here from top to bottom. Where the mistakes have been made and what's going on, and it's just a mess. It really is. It's just a mess, and like the coach ought to just come out and go, look. And I say this every week. I'm going to stop. We liked our game plan, but apparently it didn't work. Or you know, we like what we were going to do, but I guess I was wrong. And just go out and win. I don't want to hear the guys are still together and believe. Well, I hope so. I hope you wouldn't come out and tell us, hey, I'm starting to lose these guys a little bit. And some of the guys are looking around going, we're just not very good, coach. So anyway, we've got...
I know you're not on Twitter, by the way, but it's open season for people to come out with just crazy stuff right now. It's like, I don't know if you saw any of the stuff yesterday.
I don't
Tony,
see any
Tony Pauline apparently was reporting that Rex Ryan is a candidate for the job here. Like, there's just stuff coming from all over the place. There was another one that's like says tensions are starting to boil over.
Well, I believe
with
that.
Like in the front office. There's just a lot of stuff getting thrown out there right now.
I got to tell you, there is.
I thought of you when I saw that Rex Ryan thing, though.
So like, we have been, as you know, through the last 20 years of a lot of average to way below average football teams that we've had. I have watched up close. The breakdown between front office and coaching staff. That's where it starts. And especially when you start to feel like, and I've said this before, I feel like this is a broken record in my 35 years in the morning. The last 20, especially 20-something, where there's always the belief, well, I'm down here coaching this group. I'm players you gave me. You're up there telling them what I'm doing wrong and what should be different, and then everybody starts to get a little insecure because that's the way we're structured anyway as men, to be a little insecure, and who's backstabbing me, and you're not having success.
So you think it's every man for himself over
there at
this
point? I think
it's
getting real close to that. I sure do. When you start,
I thought they all worked together so well. I thought that was their whole thing.
I think you do to start with.
Yeah.
And then when you're told, you know, we're going to bring this guy in and we're going to bring that guy in, and all of a sudden, you know, position coaches start looking at other position coaches. I wish I had more to work with, and this is it. I like them. They're good guys, but, you know, I don't know how talented we are. These are things that happen when you're not very good. These are things that start to happen, and the players start to feel it. And no matter what is said, no matter how many captain meetings you have, and guys, what do you think today? And hey, we're going to do this week. And you know, one thing that, like, you look at 5 weeks and your numbers, and you go, okay, we can't run it. We can't stop the run. Unless somebody's really beat up, then probably not going to change. You start worrying about confidence. Hey, we went all in, and I know this is a broken record. We went all in on this rookie class. And by the way, they made it clear it was going to happen. So it's like, okay, let's hope we get some guys that can come in right away and have some success, make some splash plays. You know, not that they're going to be great. They're going to make mistakes, man. Nobody comes right into this league and tears it up without some mistakes in there. And I know we've had some really good rookies, man. Don't get me wrong. We had some quarterbacks. There's a guy that we're going to play later in the season, play for Washington. Man, he came in, and I mean, we have had guys come right in and have a big impact, especially some first-round guys. But we're going through a majority of our rookies right now, starting with the first two picks that are struggling. Now, I think they have their moments where they get it figured out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I do start to worry, no matter who you are, if you're making big mistakes that everybody's seeing are costing you plays and you miss your block or you get blocked and they're running right at you, I just hope you don't lose confidence. I think it's all part of it. It's all part of the growing pains. But I also know that, like, hey, guys, we've been doing this for a few games now. I thought it'd be a little better, and you hope it is. But anyway, besides all that stuff, we've got a lot of other news, including trades yesterday. My God, man, talk about desperate teams. Cincinnati and Cleveland, not exactly. It used to be one of the greatest rivalries we had in the NFL. Now going, hey, I know we don't always like each other, you know, but can we get Joe Flacco from you? What would it take to get Joe Flacco? Because we've kind of figured out that we've got a quarterback here that just can't play. We thought we had a guy that was really good, but this guy, Jake Browning, just can't play. And he's losing the team. Flacco probably going to start. Not only did he get traded, he's going to learn this system in a couple days and go, Joe, it's your team, man. You got a lot of horsepower on the outside. Can you get it to him? Because we need to get this thing going after winning their first two and just getting their ass kicked without Joe Burrow the last three games. I mean, they have been kicked around like they're trying to jump in that bottom five. And that party's a special party right now, that bottom five. You don't – wait a second. Are you trying to get out of the bottom five? So, yeah, that's with the power rankings and all the stuff we have. So it's been a crazy one, folks. Been a absolute crazy one with everything going. I saw Jonathan Gannon, Cards head coach, took a little money out of his pocket, $100,000.
You're kidding me with this, by the way.
Can't touch him. Had to do it. Ugh. Can't touch a guy.
I guess.
Can't touch him. Can't touch guys. You can't.
It's just so funny that like the whole story now is about the coach.
No.
The guy dropping the ball at the back of the end zone.
So it's funny. I disagree with that, but I was thinking driving in this morning, I would love, like, you draw up a great play. I just go back to fundamentals. You're up 21-6 in the fourth quarter. You got a third and one, and you call a great play. You get great blocking. Everything's executed well. The guy breaks through. Everybody's on the line of scrimmage trying to make the stop on the run. Somebody blocks, makes a great block to chip the linebacker down, and you are off, and you got a free run for 71 yards or whatever it was. And everything's set up, and everybody's pumped up. You're getting ready to go. You think at that point you're going, wait a sec, we're up 28-6 in the fourth quarter. We got this game. And the one guy runs. First of all, he starts slowing down because we've all seen it 1,000 times. Something makes the idiot slow down. He not only slows down, and then he kind of at the goal line decides to drop the ball. So he lets the guy actually catch up to him. He was lucky that thing didn't get tripped behind. It would have been more embarrassing than it already is. So the bigger question is for those guys putting their arm around him and stuff, and the big guy that had his arm around him. Listen, man, there's going to be some guys pissed off. Like, we just lost that game in a tight game where it should have been put away at 28-6 with 12 minutes left. That game is friggin' over. They're not coming back. They are the worst team in football. They are not coming back. And you gave them a little hope by doing that. There's going to be some guys, even in today's game, because I know yesterday, talking with Bo, we were all talking. I said, can you imagine Kuchenberg and those guys? Some guy broke through. Can you imagine Dan Marino and any of those guys doing, dude, there ain't no, hey, forget about it. Like, you got beat on a block or don't worry about it. You know, the ball got tipped in the air off your hands. That's stuff that's going to happen. This should never happen. This should never happen. So I believe there's some guys that got the coaches back on this. I don't think it's 100% players going, hey, man, you can't talk or you can't like tap on the guy and give him a little shove like that. It's not acceptable. I get it. He got $100,000 fine. He understood it because he does. There will be some guys that defend what was done.
It's just the whole thing's just kind of funny, right? I mean, you got the guy, the offensive lineman's over there hugging the guy.
Yeah.
Right? And again, it's not
like... I don't
know
who the guy was who was hugging
him. It's not like the guy fumbled and, you know, there's nothing he could do. The ball was punched out or something. Right. He feels like crap on the sideline. Right. All right,
I get
that.
Completely different.
Get that.
Yeah.
This is like... The fact that it happened the week before, too, is really the worst part of it to me, right? Because you had to know.
And by the way,
everyone saw that play.
He cost his team the game.
Yeah, and everyone saw that play.
Mitchell cost his team. They should be undefeated.
Yes.
And he not only does that, but he whatever that thing was, if you saw it, where he just basically put his arms and tackled a defensive back on a 50-something yard run by Jonathan Taylor. But, like, yeah, you would think, like, wow, man. And I'm guessing almost every coach in the league said, hey, guys, just if you got a chance to score, run through the end zone, whatever you want to do in the back of the end zone, dance, whatever. Whatever you feel the urge to do, you want to throw the ball up at 40 rows and you want to pay a fine, do it. But make sure you get in the end zone. And we've had this happen twice, which makes the second guy a real dumbass, a real, real dumbass that this could happen. But I do think there's some guys going to be pissed off. Like, we can talk about, you know, well, you can't do that. Well, guess what, man? I get why that, and some guys came out. Thank God I was waiting to hear the media guys, and some of them said, look, man, I'd be pissed off too.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, every guy in that offense, we lose that game.
You know how hard it is to win in that freaking league, man?
It is
like, hard. We don't know that. And what the margin of error just, is in that league, like, it's so,
you can't just,
I don't know, man. I don't think the coach, like, obviously, I guess you can't. Touch guys, you know, I don't know.
No, and he gave him $100,000 the league or the team. Or,
but we're going to turn this guy into some kind of villain and give this player a hall pass
though.
Here.
I don't think they are, Woody. I thought about it, and we will have guys that are always, you know, hey, man, you don't, that's right, way to go, players. And like, no, man.
You know I'm part of the new school. I told you this yesterday. I'm more on the new school than I am the old school, man. But
that's a dumbass play. This is not grumpy old guys going against the young guys of today. That's just not acceptable, man. How would you like to be the center and the two guards that made great blocks, and all the guys that did everything right to put that game away, mm-hmm. especially with 12 minutes left? You're going to be up 28-6.
Game's over.
And you flipped the ball, and all you had to do was run. And, I mean, you could see he's got talent. He ran through there, and nobody was going to catch him. And by the way, he lets up. Not only does he do that, he decides he's going to, like, I don't know if he didn't see a guy coming on him fast behind him.
Looked like he was looking up at the screen.
Making up some space on him, man. But anyway, yeah,
there's just so much on the line with that,
man. It's an interesting one.
Coaches are judged by wins and losses. You got GMs. You got every staff member on that team. You got every other player.
Totally get
why. It's just a lot, man.
I totally get why that coach is pissed off. I mean, like, no matter who you are, and I get it, today's guys, you got to talk differently too. And some guys you can't, you know, you can't use the F word to certain guys. And
Tester said, I'm sure Shula would have been understanding.
No shot, but I'm trying not to bring that up. I give you
did
a good
that, that
one.
Never happened with you, right? Like, no one did anything like that, I'm guessing, that you can remember?
No, but he, if you did do something really stupid, back then, now, he would cut you. He cut some guys.
Mm-hmm.
He cut some guys right away.
So that
away.
Guy would have been thrown off the team.
Well, I don't know. Like, he's got some talent. You got, now, shoes, now, don't get me wrong. He's like everybody else. If you got some talent and you got some knucklehead, he'll put up with a knucklehead a little bit longer. He's no different than any other coach.
Mm-hmm.
But if it continues, he'll cut you. He would cut you. Now, a lot easier to cut a guy when he's making $50,000 and you cut him and he didn't get paid starting the next week. And that's how it used to be in the league. You cut him now, you got to pay him for the year and you know, according to what round he's in and all that stuff. That's why you see these guys going forever. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff. It's a really interesting topic, but I was thinking last night, Wooden, and you know, Jonathan Gannon, you can't touch players. You were wrong. You can say he was wrong, but I got to tell you what, there's a lot of guys on that team. Usually offensive linemen are not the forgiving bunch of guys. They sit there, they get beat up. They get nothing, but they never hear about their good blocks, only the bad blocks. And you open up this play with everybody on the line of scrimmage. It opens up, and you end up screwing it up at the end of a run that should have been 6 points. Hey, we got Charles Davis going to join us. He's got a third game. He's on CBS, and he's got the third game this year. He'll be calling the Miami Dolphins game, part of that broadcast. He's going to join us when we come back. We'll talk to Charles a little bit. With all the news and stuff, a couple of trades and get you caught up. A little bit of news from the Chargers as well. So we'll have all that for you coming up in just a moment. But first,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.